So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Let's just take a few deep breaths. Do that at your own pace. Okay, now first feel into this quality of community. We're all doing this together. We'll share our experience after this. Also feel into how this work is wholesome. You're developing self-knowledge, working through your negative conditioning. And then the results of that will be to be kind of a better person in the world, like a person that contributes. So feel into this healthy sense of pride around that. And now, feel into the sense of mystery. We don't even know what we're about to do. There's a sense of possibility. Also this quality of don't know. Also beginner's mind. Wonderful. Okay. So I'll read through this list of clues that a schema or mode has been triggered. And this is based off of the book Experiencing Schema Therapy from the Inside Out by Joan Farrell and Ida Shaw. So the first one is, this is a clue that your emotion, that your schema or mode has been triggered. Your emotional reactions feel bigger to you than the immediate situation that you're in. You experience high levels of emotions, although it's not an actual survival situation. So go ahead and bring a situation like that to mind. And now this can be an interesting cue. So fill in the blank. I hate it when. I hate such and such. So now just note, like label the schemas and modes that are triggered in those circumstances. Have your perfect nurturers kind of guide you, support you, comfort you in this. I hate it when. It sucks when. Take another minute with that. Another situation is when you get passive aggressive. You talk about a problem with one person with others to influence them negatively about that person. So you talk badly about others. That's another clue that a schema or mode is active. So you talk badly about someone or you're passive aggressive. See the modes and schemas that arise there. And now this is an investigation. This is interesting. Don't beat yourself up. It's totally okay. Okay, here's another situation in which a schema or mode likely has been activated. You recognize that some of your feelings are familiar. For example, you recognize their childhood origins. It's like, oh yeah, I'm triggered in the same way that I always have been. Okay, now another situation where likely a schema or a mode is activated is when other people you respect give feedback or respond as if your reaction is a bit too much for the situation you are in. Okay, and then another possible situation in which your schemas or modes have been activated is you feel misunderstood. So go ahead and bring up a situation where you feel misunderstood. In a certain way, that'll be emotional deprivation to some extent, right? Lack of feeling understood, actually. So when do you feel misunderstood? And then see if you can identify the mode or the schema that arises. Okay. Now another situation that clues you into how a schema has been activated or a mode triggered is you realize that a cognitive distortion has arisen. For example, all or none thinking, black and white thinking, like the inability to gray shade. So think about that. When is that way for you? It's like, yep, schema remote is active. See that clearly.
That's right. Keep going. Another one is catastrophizing. Which schemas and modes are active when you catastrophize? When do you catastrophize? Notice what it feels like in the body, the mind. Also, another one is negative forecasting. That seems to be quite related to the first. But so because this happened, I will never succeed at that, at such and such. They will never understand. Da, da, da. Good. Okay, and so now set the intention that when these kind of mental states arise, that you will remember, aha, I'm in a schema or mode. I'll review them briefly. So your emotional reaction seems bigger than your immediate situation. You feel really activated. You feel misunderstood. There's a cognitive distortion, black and white thinking, all or none thinking, catastrophizing, negative forecasting, cognitive distortions. So now set the intention, aha, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to recognize that I'm kind of overcome by a schema or a mode when these types of states arise. This will be a deliciously interesting investigation. Okay, good. And now come out of the meditation.